For Emmeline, things were different. She had not had the relief of amnesia. She had suffered longer, and she suffered more. But slowly, cell by painful cell, she began to mend. There came a time when it was no longer her whole body that burned with pain, but only her heart. And then there came a time when even her heart was able, for a time at least, to feel other emotions besides grief. In short, Emmeline adapted to her twin's absence. She learned how to exist apart. Yet still, they reconnected and were twins again. Though Emmeline was not the same twin as before, and this was something Adeline did not immediately know. At the beginning, there was only the delight of reunion. They were inseparable. Where one went, the other followed. In the gardens, they circled around the trees, playing endless games of now you see me, now you don't, a repetition of their recent experience of loss and rediscovery that Adeline never seemed to tire of. For Emmeline, the novelty began gradually to wear off. Some of the old antagonism crept in. Emmeline wanted to go one way, Adeline the other, so they fought, and as before, it was usually Emmeline who gave in. In her new secret self, she minded this. During the separation time, finding herself in unaccustomed solitude, Emmeline had found ways of distracting herself from her sorrow. She discovered amusements and entertainments that she grew to enjoy for their own sake. Games that she did not expect to give up just because her sister was back. So it was that on the third day after the reunion, Emmeline abandoned the lost and found game in the topiary garden and wandered off to the billiards room where she kept a pack of cards. Lying on her stomach in the middle of the baize table, she began her game. It was a version of solitaire, but the simplest, most childish kind. Emmeline won every time. The game was designed so that she couldn't fail, and every time she was delighted. Halfway through a game, she tilted her head. She couldn't exactly hear it, but her inner ear, which was tuned constantly to her twin, told her Adeline was calling her. Emmeline ignored it. She was busy. She would see Adeline later, when she had finished her game. An hour later, Adeline came storming into the room and, hysterical with fury, launched herself at Emmeline. Emmeline did not raise a finger to defend herself, nor did she cry. She made not a sound, neither during the attack nor when it was all over. When Adeline's rage was spent, she stood for a few minutes watching her sister. Blood was seeping into the green baize. Playing cards were scattered everywhere. Curled into a ball, Emmeline's shoulders were jerkily rising and falling with her breath. Adeline turned her back and walked away.